T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so if you made the very logical point during the whole Syrian refugee debate.
Right.
That it wasn't that you didn't like Syrians. It was that the Syrian government was so dysfunctional and ultimately collapsed because of a civil war that there was no way to verify the identities of people we were taking as refugees. Like, if you made that very thoughtful, reasoned point that, hey, you know, maybe we should wait until we can verify who these people are, the left had no comeback for that, so they just screamed racist xenophobe at you.
Well, of course, because that's what they always do.
Never mind that ISIS was running buck wild around Syria thanks to Obama's policies and the direct, you know, arming of ISIS by the CIA and training. That never helps either when you do that in Jordan. But that's just an aside. Anyway, it was dangerous to let these people into the country. Now, if you said that, the left just called you a racist and they didn't have to make an argument because they really couldn't make one.
No, I'm sure.
So they just called you a racist and you were done. And they were more enlightened. Because we know, I mean, come on. These people would never. Oh, look. The FBI on Wednesday arrested a 21-year-old Syrian refugee living in Pittsburgh. Why, pray tell, did they do that?
Really?
He was planning to bomb a church. In the name of who? ISIS! No.
So we have someone who has allied with a Muslim terrorist group who was wanting to bomb a church. And if it's a church, it's generally considered to be a Christian building.
Oh, it is a Christian church,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Mustafa.
There's no religious war going on here, no.
No, none whatsoever. Mustafa Musab Alo Wemmer, who was admitted to the country as a refugee in when? 2016. Bought bomb making materials and cased escape routes from the church.
Now wait a minute. Now, he was here as a refugee.
Mm-hmm.
Refugees are usually the poor, downtrodden, driven out of their own country, and of course they should be from an adjacent country, but obviously Syria is not. But this guy wound up with some bomb making materials, huh? Refugee.
Well, see that was part of the problem. Remember, yeah. I pointed out to you that. I mean, not you, but I mean the audience endlessly during the whole refugee thing that depending on the month, between 85 and like 93% of the refugees we were taking from Syria
right.
were not the Christians who were being killed by ISIS. We didn't care about them.
Yeah.
They ended up in mass graves. No, they were the Sunni Muslims who were sheltering ISIS.
Hmm.
So ISIS wasn't killing them. So why do we say they were in danger? Well, because Assad was killing Sunni Muslims who were killing in defense, who were killing Christians and Alawites and Jews and Shia Muslims. So the only people, like, if you want to go to ISIS, you want to go to Syria, like not be killed during the civil war and just like walk around, do whatever you want. The only way to do that was to be a Sunni Muslim because ISIS is Sunni. And so the only people we were taking, we're telling the Alawites to pound sand. We were telling the Shia to go survive on their own. We were telling the Christians, enjoy your mass graves. We were telling all the people who were actually being persecuted by ISIS in Syria that we just didn't care. And we were taking the very people sheltering ISIS. This is what you get. Now, Trump has largely reversed this, thank God. What Christians are left there, that's who we're mainly taking from the Middle East now. And you can actually verify who they are. Particularly because a lot of these Syrian sects are Chaldean Catholics, and the Vatican and their churches can verify who they are. It's easier to take Christians from the Middle East because these families go back to the time of Jesus, and so there's extensive records on them within the church. It's a lot easier than taking these Sunni Muslims. So, yeah, the problem here is that the only people we didn't need to protect were the ones we took, like morons. And, you know, if you wanted to hold, like, say, a sex slave auction, which you're going to, like, you know, sell your Christian and Yazidi sex slaves and some Alawite sex slaves thrown in, like that kind of thing. If you were going to hold one of those, you would go to a Sunni market to do that. That's what ISIS would do. We took the Sunni Muslims like idiots. It is a wonder more of this has not happened. Anyway, his name... He says his name is Mustafa Musab Al-Wamir. There is no way our government could possibly know if that's true, since there's no way to verify that because Syria is in ruins. But anyway, Al-Wamir also shared marked up satellite maps of the area around the building and a multi-point plan for the attack he'd written out by hand with an FBI informant and undercover agent, the complaint says.
So he's doing a little homework on it.
Yeah, he did. By the way, this is CNN, so it might be true. President Donald Trump made blocking refugees and immigration from Syria, CNN writes, and other terror-prone countries a major initiative as he campaigned for the White House ahead of the 2016 election. And dang, was he right.
Well, they didn't write that.
No, I added that.
Yes.
His travel ban was eventually upheld by the Supreme Court, which deferred to the president's national security powers, which he always had.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it was the Obama administration that decided that we would just not take these Christians because they're dangerous. You know, they vote Republican, which is like terrorism. And we would take the ones who were killing the Christians or who were of the same sect as those killing the Christians and thus had no fear from ISIS. In other words, there was never any reason to take them. They were in the least danger of anybody in Syria. Anyway, Al-Wamir is one of a small number of refugees who have been prosecuted in the U.S. on charges related to ISIS. So there you go. Give them a few more years.
But then we know that, you know, there's no threat to this type of refugee.
And I love how they put just a small number. It's only a small number. It's only a little bit of terrorism. It's not like not a lot of terrorism, just like a little bit. And that's okay. How about just a little bit of, say, like plastic straws in California? Would that be acceptable? Okay, no, that's not. It's just
can't
not even
do
one,
that. No.
Can't know because that could kill one starfish or something.
Yeah.
Right. See, like, I got to put it in terms our liberals on the text line can understand. Like, how about just one plastic straw in California? Yeah. Like, what would that be like? Okay. Well, then try to apply that to Syrian refugees.
It's like a whole box of plastic straws.
I know. In the waterways, it would be terrible. Anyway, texter writes, Tara, why would we bring in the bad ones to begin with? I don't understand the thought process. I guess the Obama administration was doing. No, I'll explain to you. You got to understand with the left. There was a time when I thought they had an ideology, and callers would call me and argue that they did not, and I would debate them, and I was wrong. I learned the hard way. No, they don't. Their only ideology is math, like actual math, Lee, not Common Core math.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so the way they do it is if your group votes at a higher rate for Democrats, then your concerns trump groups that vote at a lower rate for Democrats. Not ideology, it's math. And so, I mean, when you look at Sunni Muslims, they vote at a rate in the high 80s to low 90s for Democrats. I mean, there's nothing like them, not even Hispanics. And that's why they didn't care that they were bringing them in for Syria. And they did not care that even the UN warned they couldn't vet them because the government had collapsed in a lot of these areas. They didn't have records of them. Now, keep in mind, Syria's been at war with its Sunni Muslims for, gosh, decades because the Muslim Brotherhood kept arming and training them and sending them in to kill peaceful Syrians, including Shia Muslims, ironically. Alawites, Christians, Jews, you know, pagans,
yes.
Whatever.
Pagans.
Whatever floats your boat.
That's some of those Stonehenge folks.
Yes, pagans.
The Wiccans.
We support pagans, too. We think they should be free to do
exactly.
What they want.
Absolutely.
So anyway, yeah, even in Syria. So yeah, so no, we knew what they were, but they just vote Democrat at such a high rate, we got to get them in here. You know, I mean, because then you start the chain migration process. You get to rest the village. And if they're more likely to blow stuff up, well, there you go.
That's just the price you pay.
Yeah. I mean, and you want to talk, I mean, people say Muslim, you know, Muslim terror. No, you don't understand. When you look at most of the terror attacks, the vast, vast, vast majority of terror attacks against civilians in the world are committed by Sunni Muslims, not Shia Muslims. And they tend to get all lumped in together and occasionally get angry texts from Shia going, what are you doing? And so I like to explain that. I mean, so if you were going to take even Shia Muslims, that would make more sense from Syria. Mm-hmm. They were actually being killed by the Sunnis.
Yeah.
And they do not tend, I mean, Shia countries like Iran have done terror attacks for sure. But Shia Muslims individually don't tend to be behind large-scale terror attacks or even small ones or any, really, on civilians. Although the Iranian government does, but that's the mullahs. So,
yeah. It's a national pastime for them.
Yeah, pretty much. Does it not look like an act of desperation, by the way, Iran, to you? They're begging Trump to hit them.
Yeah.
Begging it. They want it.
Yeah.
They're like, huh.
Well,
this didn't work, so we'll try this.
I mean, you have to know full well that if you try and take down a U.S. military asset, even if it's an unmanned drone, that there's going to be a response. I mean, especially now that Obama's not in office.
Obama would have given him, like, a friendly phone call and a letter, a strongly worded letter. Might have sent Kerry over there for a few days or something, you know.
With a suitcase full of cash for him, I guess.
Right. Yeah. With a pallet on the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Texter writes, I'm so sick of the countless examples of votes for Democrats. Always, always, always comes before lives. Oh, yeah, absolutely comes before lives. I mean, and you got to admire them at least for their dedication to the, you know, to the goal. I mean, it's Republican leadership. It's just what, you know, whatever the whatever is going on that day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's no long-term strategy whatsoever for survival of the party or anything like that. Texter writes, if Iran wants us to attack them, why should we do what they want? Well, that's a loaded question, right? We can't let them hit. See, because if they hit
reverse
us.
Reverse psychology, huh?
Yeah, no, it is what they're doing. But I mean, if they hit us and we let them, that's going to have bad downstream consequences too.
Is.
There's no way. I mean, you know, yeah, they want this, but we can't be like, oh, y'all shucks, y'all want us to hit you. We're not going to. It's not going to work.
Here's another multi-million-dollar drone. Knock this one down, too.
Right, because we got plenty more where those came from.
Right. We'll make more.
Yeah, that would have been the Obama administration, not the Trump administration.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, good morning. I got a lot of stuff to do here because, this is when the folks who use the show for show prep tune in this hour in the Midwest and out on the West Coast. So, I mean, I got to run down this Iran thing again so that we'll be able to let the country know what's really going on. Okay, here you go. Here's what you need to know about this Iran thing. And if you're just tuning in, just waking up this morning, and you folks who use me for show prep, I actually know who some of them are. They message me. They're friends of mine, so I don't mean that as a diss at all. I'm happy to do it. I listen to talk radio all over the country, too, to check myself and make sure I'm in line. So, anyway, here's the deal. Go to the Wall Street Journal today. They've got this great article on this whole history with Iran. And one of the things that you need to know, to understand this entire thing. And if you're just waking up, our drone has been shot out of the air with a surface-to-air missile over the Strait of Hormuz by Iran. And Trump has already been given a menu of retaliatory targets. Trump can... he does not need to go to Congress. He doesn't need their permission. If we get hit in international waters, it's his prerogative to respond. He's totally within his rights to do so. So he's, we assume, perusing the list of potential responses. But the thing you need to know, go back to the Wall Street Journal, what they reported today. It's key. Go back to 2012 to begin to understand Iran's mindset here and how we ended up here. In 2012, Iran attempted to shoot down one of our drones over the Persian Gulf. They missed, but they tried. It didn't come down. They hit it, but they tried, and it didn't come down. Okay. So in response, we paid them billions of dollars. Wait, what? We paid them for trying to hit our drone. Yeah, we did. The Obama administration used that particular incident as the justification for getting together with Iran and cutting that absurd Iran nuclear deal. So what Iran has learned to date, as taught to them by the Obama administration starting in 2012, is that trying to hit a U.S. drone, trying to take it out or taking out pays big bucks. That's what they've learned. We taught them that. Now, the Obama administration just used that as a pretext to, launch the whole Iran deal. Now, to understand what is going on here with Iran, you have to understand what the Iran deal was. The Iran deal was not a denuclearization deal. The Iran deal was cover to help Iran develop nukes, get the missiles to deliver them, and be able to afford the whole thing. It was a nuclearization deal in terms of nuclear weapons. Now, a sixth grader could understand this. It's not hard. The BBC has laid this out really well in a June 11th, 2019 article called Iran Nuclear Deal Key Details. It's a pretty neutral reading, which is why I like to use it. Now, if you were going to cut a nuclear deal with Iran, again, a sixth grader could figure this out. The subject of so many of these negotiations before had always been the Iraq, A-R-A-K, Iraq heavy water nuclear facility near the town of Iraq. And that's where they were producing the kind of plutonium suitable for a nuclear bomb. It's up and running. It's no big deal. It was a big deal, but it's up and running. And previous administrations' negotiations had all centered around Iraq. Because, I mean, if you're not going to shut down the heavy water nuclear facility, well, then you've got nothing. The Obama administration said, oh, shoot, keep it. Just don't use it, wink, wink, to make a nuclear weapon. Okay. So they get to go on making the plutonium suitable for the nuclear bomb, like they always had. But the deal we cut with them, it was so stupid. I mean, you can only look at it as a deal to arm Iran. There's no way you can look at it. Give them cover, right? It lifts the sanctions so their economy can thrive, gives them billions of dollars with which to build the bomb, allows them to go on running the heavy water nuclear facility. The only purpose of a facility like this is to make weapons-grade plutonium. That's why you'd have it. You don't need this kind of a facility for nuclear energy. And we just let them keep running it. We said, hey, if y'all get accused of using this to make nuclear weapons, well, we'll come in and inspect. But we'll give you 24 days to hide the evidence first. But even if they were somehow found to be using this to make nuclear weapons, which they were doing, then it would go to an international committee, and the committee could decide whether to reimpose sanctions or whatever. So Congress wasn't even allowed to decide, because they probably would have reimposed sanctions. Now, sitting on this committee was a representative of Iran, and it required a unanimous vote to put the sanctions on. You're thinking, wow, this is a deal to allow them to get nuclear weapons. Yeah, it was. And the funding to do it. It's what this was. So the CNN is lying today when they're telling you that the reason that this is happening, they got a headline on this, that the reason that this is happening is because Trump reneged on the nuclear deal. No, Trump reneged on the nuclear deal because he didn't want his country blown up. It was the only responsible thing to do. It was cover for Iran. But here's the thing. This is what's causing this today, okay? Trump did cause this today, but not in the way CNN is saying. That, you know, it was all peace and flowers, and then Trump reneged on the deal, so now Iran is menacing us against his fault. That's the CNN line. I knew they'd do this. I actually forecasted at the beginning of the show, and then by, you know, hour two, the headline was already out. I haven't even listened, but I know it's what they're saying. It's a lie. So what happened was, when Trump reneged on the deal that was structured by the Obama administration and John Kerry to allow them to get nukes, when Trump pulled out of the deal, he slapped sanctions on him. Their economy is on the brink of collapse. Their currency is so devalued now as to be, well, it's heading in a Venezuela direction. They're desperate. They're so desperate that months ago they were threatening execution for those protesting in the streets, and they were protesting because they're hungry. So Iran is desperate. I mean, Trump's got him right where he wants him. They're desperate. And so the reason they hit the drone is because they want us to hit them back. Because they need to unify their people around the idea of war with America. That's why the first thing they said was, we're ready for war. They want us to hit them. Mullahs might be overthrown. It's a weird situation. Entirely created by Obama. So Trump's sitting there with a menu of possible retaliatory strikes, man, and he is having the time of his life. I'll explain some more about this on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I love this, Lee. Listen to this text.
All right.
By the way, you can text me at 71307. Text writes, hey, Tara, I'm in line for the Slinky Dog ride at Disney. Radio.com app is working. Well, we'll take you on
that's
a roller
good.
Coaster.
Glad that's working.
You don't need no Disney. But no, glad we glad you're enjoying the Disney. That's awesome.
Yes. And thanks for listening in the Sunshine State.
Absolutely. Got a complaint today about our transmitter and can't you get it fixed and all that. And, I mean, I just sent them a link for the radio.com app. Download it. It's what I listen on. I'm not asking you to do what I wouldn't do.
Right.
And the thing I love is that when we used to use a different app and every time I had to go get the station, it wouldn't let me lock it in. And the radio.com app just, zeroes right in on where you live, and it gives you us right there. It just, you hit it, boom, on, and you don't even have to choose anything. It pops our station right up.
Now, I saw a comment somebody made. They were complaining about the radio.com app, saying that, this is like this is not capitalism. And I'm like, yes, it is capitalism, because radio.com is from Intercom, our parent company.
Yeah, our company owns it.
And the company owns that. And has had this for quite some time, and that's why you can listen to our station. That's why we migrated to that platform instead of the previous one, because the previous one was just not as good, and this one is better and is being improved on a daily basis, and it's a very easy way to listen to the station. You can also listen to the station from our website, too. There's a listen live option up there at the top. Which will remind you to download the radio.com app as well. But still, if you, for some reason, you don't have the radio.com app, you just want to go to our website, 1063WORD.com. You can listen live there. Just click on that.
Yep. Which is awesome. So have fun at Disney.
Yes.
Boy, I can't believe the cost of a ticket to Disney. I saw that today. I was like, wow. I mean, for like one day at Disney, I can rent a house on a condo on the beach, a condo on the beach for a week.
This is true. But, the happiest place on earth is probably one of the more expensive places on earth. So
I was just having a conversation with my husband about that. I was like, you feel like you should take your kids there, right? But I don't even want to go.
Well,
I'm not even in a mood. There's a million things I'd rather do, but you feel like you got to, right?
Well, yeah, I think that there is some cultural pressure to do that. I'm intrigued now with the Star Wars thing that they've got down there, so.
Yeah, I can see you being Star Trek geek.
Yeah, well, I'm both. There's a difference between Star Trek and Star Wars.
That's what they tell me.
They found the Star Trek Federation emblem on Mars. So, not.
Producer Chris is nodding. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure it's very important.
The little insignia for the Federation, there is a very similar looking image that they found on Mars. Now, basically, it's just some sand dunes that were blown into a certain shape.
But it's a geographical feature.
Yeah, but it looks very similar to the Federation emblem that they have. You'll see on the communicator they have on their uniforms. Remember this if you don't remember anything else, Tara. If you're ever in Star Trek, never take the red uniform. Never wear the red uniform. Those are always the ones that die in every episode.
Okay. Duly noted. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, and that concludes the Trekkie portion of the show for today. Texter writes, standing hours in line is not happy place. Sorry, y'all can have that crap. See, I'm with you on that.
I listen, I understand. Now, they used to have, what would they call that? There was some, last time I was down there, it's been a few years, but there was basically something where you could, I think you had to pay a little extra, but you could sign up to get you could save a place in line or something. I forgot what they called that. They had a specific name for it.
You mean
and
like,
we used to do that.
You mean like the illegal immigrants at the airport?
Something like that, yeah. Exactly.
Is it just for illegal immigrants
could,
or can anybody do it?
You sign up and it would tell you when your place in line was coming up so that if you were doing something else, you could do that and then come back and you would get to that place in line. So
like how we just found out, like if you're an illegal immigrant, they take you right by the screening
yes,
part where all
exactly.
the American schmoes right. are standing yeah. in line yeah. for hours.
Take you
awesome.
right to the front of the line for Space Mountain so you can almost lose your cell phone like my wife did on that ride.
And you don't have to be an illegal immigrant?
No.
That wow.
No, you were
well, that was an oversight.
Actually,
they'll fix that.
Actually, there's no way to illegally immigrate into Disney World. They make
that's
sure
not
of that.
Fair.
They make sure of that. You have to have the ticket or you don't get in.
Texter rates, it's called a speed pass.
Speed pass, that's it. Thank you. Yeah.
Texter rates, I read in the newspaper that Maryland Bay, they have found flesh-eating bacteria in the ocean, which is migrating
yeah.
south. Oh, that's fabulous.
On the East Coast, yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm done. That's it. Yesterday, we were debating whether I should cancel my beach.
Actually, I think probably the sewage from Myrtle Beach will probably counteract yeah. that. So.
You know, that's what I was thinking after you were talking to me the other day. I was like, wow, I guess why you're looking at me like that is because I'm essentially going to dunk my children in sewage and then feed them to the sharks, right?
The only question is which one's going to get them first.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll be a little further down south, so hopefully the Gulf waters will have taken that elsewhere.
Well, you know, I was looking at the map again yesterday after our conversation, which I got some great feedback on from folks about whether I should cancel my beach vacation
yeah,
after the
right.
shark attacks.
Yeah.
And do you realize North Carolina is second only to California in the number of shark attacks?
I can believe that, especially lately, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we have so much less coastline, obviously,
yes.
than California.
Yeah, right.
Even by Common Core math standards, it's just a lot less. And what freaked me out was that, you know, when you go look at where the majority of the attacks happening, again, it's in that stretch from Myrtle Beach up to Bald Head, which if
right.
you look at it, really it's the Outer Banks. If you look at it, there's that bay there, and then there's that huge Bird Island, like, you know, inlet that lets the fresh water out, and that's
right.
where sharks like to congregate. I mean, so they're really intensely clustered in that one spot which, you know, you would not be surprised to learn, given my horrendous personal luck, that I literally booked the vacation home smack in the middle of that.
Right in the middle of a shark cluster.
Yes, a shark cluster. Texter writes, let me see. Should I go swimming and risk shark attack or bacterial infection? Decisions.
Oh, boy. Well, you go to Lake Hartwell, but then there's PCBs there. So
they want to go to the beach. And I don't have a lot of time off. I'm still on the two-week plan. So, I mean, like, it's not like I can drive down to Florida, you know, because that would be like one
right.
day to drive and one day to
yeah.
drive back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by that time, you're just done. Oh, my gosh. I love this. Okay. Texter writes, hi, this is Anna Lee, your third-grade friend's mom. Disney's magic does not outweigh the crowds and the lines. We go because we feel like we should. Entitled Americans. You know how it is. My parents took me. So then you got the guilt trip and they
yeah.
just rely on that. Yeah. You know, I mean, the heat and the misery and
Well, that's why you go on the off season.
Yeah. Well, then the cold and the misery or the rain.
Hey, it's Florida.
And the misery.
There ain't no cold and rain. It's
Texter rate. Tara, you're assuming you make it to the water before getting shot.
Yeah.
In Myrtle Beach. Yes, that, okay.
Or run over on I-26.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Texter rates, Tara, sharks go and wash the bad taste out of their mouths after eating a liberal at the sewer pipe at Myrtle Beach. Thank you. Okay. Texter rates, best fishing ever there. I know. That's
yeah,
why there's so many sharks.
Exactly.
They're hungry too. I get it.
They figured it out.
I know. Texter writes, my liberal daughter and son-in-law were at Disney World yesterday. I was so tempted to text them with the info that they're was more people waiting to see President Trump
yeah.
than were enjoying Disney World that day to
yeah.
save family unity, I passed.
that was a discretion, the better part of valor there.
So
sure.
says Al
yeah.
in Simpsonville.
Yeah.
Wow. Liberal child.
It can happen to any family, Tara.
I know it can.
It doesn't mean you're a bad parent.
It does, you don't think?
No.
Because me and I work every day with the propaganda. I am like CNN on steroids. Anyway. Texter writes, need a beach with an oil rig to draw the sharks out from the shore. Yes!
There you go.
We know they do. They love the oil rigs because the fish cluster there and then they build coral reefs and then the sharks go eat them.
Somebody text the governor about that.
And you don't even have to brand them or anything. They'll go right out to the oil rig. Texter writes, Disney should have open borders at their liberal parks. I agree. And finally, Texter writes, why would you book a vacation on the migratory route of the sharks and then complain about the sharks? I know, it makes most sense. That's why I'm talking about canceling it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I love this text on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. I was staying at a hotel, the texter writes, that had a Star Wars and Star Trek convention going on at the same time. A fight broke out between the two groups. I don't know what it was about, but I'm reasonably certain it wasn't over a girl. That's a pretty good guess. Yeah, if you're looking, Chris is shaking his head. Whatever. See the
it's
sign I'm making right
these
now?
These days, baby.
What? Just holding the L for loser in the air. That's all I'm doing.
Hey, you're talking to a Trekkie and a Star Wars fan, and I'm married.
Yeah. Okay, there's one.
In fact, I'm pretty sure that your husband is a Star Wars fan as well, isn't he?
Not Star Trek, though. Not Star Trek.
Oh, dear.
No, I just want to clarify. Not Star Trek. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, but, you know, if you're looking for a man... And you're a woman, you've had a hard time finding one who will appreciate the fact that you give him any attention at all. Go to a Star Trek convention. If you haven't tried local churches, or it hasn't worked out for it, Star Trek convention. Get yourself a Trekkie shirt, something you look good in. They'll freak. There's a woman. There's one, I know, over there. She's not part of the cleaning
crew. Go to any convention. We have the SC Comic-Con here in the upstate in March, and... there's tons of women there that dressed up as characters and stuff. Lots of women you'll see there.
All right. I'll have to take your word for it. Meantime, people are sending this to me. It's hilarious. Headline. This is from WMBF News, which is out Myrtle Beach way. Headline. North Carolina map solves the mystery of where the sharks are hiding in the ocean. I love this. This was put out by the Carolina Beach and Cure Beach communities in response to the shark attacks and everyone like me freaking. It's a map. And basically everywhere there is water, it is labeled more sharks here, also sharks here. Also sharks over here, some more sharks here. There are sharks here too. So what they're saying is there's sharks everywhere in the ocean. I know. I get it. Thank you for sending me that link. All right. Oh, market watch. The S&P 500 set an all-time intraday high at opening. What was that about the tariffs we're going to take the country? I think it was the Mexican tariffs this time that we're going to take the market down? Or the Chinese, I get confused. Anyway, Market Watch S&P 500 all-time intraday high at opening. Dow leaps 250 points at opening. Thank you, Ralph, for alerting me to that. Market Watch also writes, remember the price spikes for the appliances? Well, remember the price spikes for appliances after Trump's tariffs? They're fading. Yeah, this is, where is this? Who wrote this? Where'd this go? I got so into a rant today, I forgot all the rest of the stuff. I'll have all the rest of the stuff tomorrow. No, I haven't even read the article. I'll tell you what it says. Then we'll see if I'm right. Why would the price spikes that initially happened on appliances after Trump's tariffs go away? Because the Chinese were blocking the rest of the folks from entering the market. Because what? The communist Chinese are not good at capitalism, contrary to popular belief, and they... strategically subsidized parts or entire appliances below the cost to make them and knock their competition out. So competition doesn't get in the market. And then they end up charging whatever they want and telling us it's the best price. Chinese maize must be the cheapest, right? This is exactly what that study that I read you predicted, that when you put tariffs on something to combat the Chinese, but you allow other countries... you're still buying their goods. You're only targeting the Chinese because they're the only ones weaponizing their goods. But you have other countries sending you stuff. What happens? Spike initially. Other countries get in who would not get in before. You've got more competition. Boom. Goes down. Now, let's see if I'm right. Let's see. I didn't even read the article. Let's see if I got it. Headline, remember the price spikes for appliances after Trump's tariffs? They're fading away. Tariffs were supposed to boost inflation, but there's not much proof. Yeah, let's see if I got it right. Let's see. An army of studies contended for months President Trump's import tariffs were costing American families hundreds of dollars a year. The only problem is there's not much evidence. At one point last fall, prices for laundry equipment were rising at 15% annual pace, and now prices have fallen. Where do we go? In the last 12 months ended in May, goods and services affected by tariffs never saw... Most goods and services affected by tariffs never saw a price spike at all. What's going on? Okay, dollar... Oh, yep, here we go. Companies also shift production to lower-cost manufacturers in the U.S. and abroad to keep prices low. Yep, more entered the market. That's how capitalism works, folks. All right, have a good rest of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.